one of the things I've been really wanting to do with my kids over the past few years, and I finally think they're at the age that I can do it, is this summer they'll be 6 and 8. And I think now we're finally going to bring the kids down to Disney.
Oh, that's nice.
So I started really...
Oh, yeah, that's a good age, I would think.
Started really getting serious about it over the weekend. I had a little time, so I was looking into, you know, picking out dates and really looking into the details of this.
You stay at the Disney Resort, probably,
well,
right
when,
there.
When I went as a kid, my parents took us down. We flew down. We stayed at the Contemporary Hotel, which has the monorail pull right into the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Very cool. And it's staying, you know, you're staying... I've done it a couple different ways when I was a kid growing up. I've stayed off of the Disney property, and I've stayed within the Disney property, like in the Contemporary Hotel. And I got to say, it really is a major difference. Like, the Disney fun never ends when you stay on the property. Like, everything is all Disney all the time.
You would need to do that.
It's a pretty major difference than staying off of, like, a Days Inn or something.
You know, and park every day.
So when I was looking into it, at first, I looked into staying there on the Disney property. So I said, hey, you know.
And they have several hotels.
Oh, yeah. They've had a bunch now. New ones.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, can you give me a price on 6 nights at the Contemporary Hotel? Family of 4. Just the hotel and the tickets to the park.
So it's a package. You get the package. They bundle it.
They can also give you, like, food packages too, but I said no. Let's worry about that later.
Oh, you're not gonna eat?
Just worry about the hotel and the tickets to the park.
Mm-hmm.
Family of 4, 6 nights, $5,000.
No, about right.
$5,000. 6 nights.
Okay, 6 nights. And how many days would you go to the park?
Six.
Wow.
Haven't.
So that's not including flights.
Have not flown yet. Have not eaten a morsel of food yet. Haven't bought a T-shirt or a Mickey Mouse doll, nothing.
Yes, so you will have to go that week without eating, you and your family.
How insane is that? Like, and you look around, the place is packed. Oh. You can't even get in there. All these families are spending this money.
You think it's a deal where people just, they save up to go maybe once every, well, I know, we know somebody who goes every year.
Yeah.
But maybe people go every 2 or 3 years and they have no activities in the meantime. They just save their money for that trip.
I know a lot of people who go every year. Like, it's not just like I know several different families who go every year to Disney.
Very common.
And I'm looking, these people are all dropping $5,000, $6,000, $7,000
That's
grand.
Crazy.
I mean, the $5,000 for the hotel and the park passes, it's going to cost $1,400 or $1,500 to fly down, rental car, food. I mean, you'd look.
And
it's going to be
like. I
guess food
is kind of pricey on the premises there.
You're looking at like $8,000. You're not getting out of there for less than $8,000. I can't do it. It's crazy. So I'm looking into like maybe driving down, which it's going to be National Lampoon's Vacation.
Exactly.
Driving down.
Staying at a Motel 6.
Yeah.
I think it would be cheaper for you to go to Wally World.
Stay at like a, you know, Best Western or whatever outside the park.
Well, the first year.
The good thing is it's the kids' first time there. They've never been.
So they don't have expectations.
There's no, like, nothing to measure it up against.
Thought about camping out? Maybe tents?
Yeah, that's what we did. First year we went down. When gas was like 20 cents, we rented a RV and drove down from here.
Your family?
Yeah, stayed at a campground.
I don't know if my wife's going to be down with that.
No.
I can't see.
You literally bring
that.
The hotel with you. You don't spend any extra money on hotels. So the amount you think, how much, I mean, now would probably be.
Then you drive the RV into the Disney park every day?
Yeah. I don't know if we, no, actually we rented a car down there.
So then I looked into that plan, you know, driving down, staying in an outside hotel.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, when you book within the Disney property, you get some sort of a discount for these park tickets because, okay, so I said, how about 3 days. I figured maybe do the Universal thing.
You're going to drive down and go 1 day to Disney and come back.
We'd do the Universal thing. We'd do like SeaWorld.
Yeah.
So maybe 3 days at Disney might be good.
Yeah.
Give me a price for a family of 4, 3 days at Disney. $1,000.
$1,000. That's just to get in the park.
That's
not the hotel.
Nothing.
No. Wow.
It's popular.
I'm throwing my hands up.
Can you go for maybe 20 minutes? And just walk the kids through the park, and then, hey, that
Wait,
was Disney.
Just, we got just ride the monorail outside.
How much were you planning on spending? Like, how much were you thinking? Like, what was the price in your head?
I was thinking maybe
a few hundred bucks?
No, $3,000, $4,000. But it's not even that.
No.
It's $5,000 just to knock on the door. It's crazy.
You're not really paying for the park. You're paying for the experience.
Drive down, sleep in the car, take a lot of snack foods.
Park in like a Walmart parking lot.
There you go.
Think about this. $5,000
hey,
is
kids,
a small.
You having fun? No wonder parents get crazy when you get down there. Like I can picture myself like spending like $8,000 on this trip, going to my, you know, hey kids, you having fun? How about now? What's going on now? Having fun? Having fun?
Fun 107. Good morning.
Hi, I was calling in regards to the vacation.
Yes.
I actually just booked a vacation in Disney 2 weeks ago, and I'm going in March, and I paid $5,000, but it was for 7 nights, 8 days, everything included, all the parks and food for all 8 days.
How many people?
4 or 3.
Well, you're going to have to leave a kid behind, Rock.
We'll draw straws.
Or leave the wife at home.
Cindy doesn't need to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, I think that's steep. I don't know.
The look on her face. Sorry, honey, I know you're packed, but.
It wasn't much.
She'd probably like the quiet time at home anyway.
Yeah,
probably.